Hello, hello. Welcome back to Opes and Dreams podcast with Kylie and Karin.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
We're so happy to see you guys again. It's episode 12.
12.
12. Yes. We're doing it. We're still doing it.
12 weeks.
Yeah.
Of funnish.
We can tell people about the podcast pregnancy. That's like the 12 weeks you wait. Neither of us are pregnant. It's not happening.
Yeah, no.
But that's how long normal people wait to tell people they're pregnant.
Oh, I thought it was like 14 weeks.
12.
12.
3 months.
And it's, you're in the safe zone. And
it's the safe zone.
Gross.
Yep. We told people when I was like 5 weeks pregnant with Devere.
Yeah.
Just right away. Couldn't hide it. Yeah.
Can't keep the excitement in, I guess.
Yeah. There goes both ways. A lot of people like to wait so that if something happens, they don't have to go through telling everybody that they had a miscarriage. But we were of the opinion that we wanted all of that support. So we're like, yeah, we're going to tell everybody. And if something happens, then we have all those people to be there for us.
Right.
It's just kind of how we did it.
Neat.
Anyway, nobody's pregnant. I don't have any hot, juicy goss as far as that goes.
Me either. I'm trying to think. Nope. Nobody I know is pregnant. Congratulations, everyone, for not being pregnant.
You didn't do it.
Yay. Everybody's being responsible.
Yay. Excellent.
Anyway.
How are you today?
I'm medium.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Medium level.
Medium level. I'm a little tired right now just from a long day.
Sure.
But I'm good overall. I'm very excited to go take a Pilates class.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten to take Pilates in a long time. So I'm excited to go and actually like be the one working out and not have to teach the class. That'll be really, really nice.
Yeah.
I'm really pumped about that. It's been a long time, so it's going to be funny. I'm going to be in class with my clients and they're going to laugh at me because,
nice.
You know, maybe it'll be a good thing. Maybe it'll be a bad thing because they're going to be like, wow, you're really bad at this. Like, why are you our teacher?
No, I think it'll be the opposite. They'll be like, oh my gosh, that's why she teaches Pilates. She's so good at it.
I doubt it. I don't see that happening.
That is pretty funny though.
It'll be an interesting class. I think it'll be fun. The teacher who's teaching the class is, she's from Club Pilates and I used to go there all the time.
Yeah.
That's kind of where I started, going, to classes all the time. So it'll be cool to like take a different kind of Pilates from what I've had drilled in my head with the classical program that I've done.
Sure.
So it'll be nice to switch it up. I'm just afraid I'm going to get my butt kicked, but it'll feel really good. And then afterwards, I'm going to get Culver's. Nice. Yeah. So if anybody's looking at us and thinking, wow, those two must have eaten a lot of Culver's over the last 12 weeks, it's because we're recording wide.
Wide.
We're recording wide way. So we look wider than we hopefully actually are.
Just sit like this.
I hope. So yeah, we could just...
I'll just be the mermaid on the ship.
Maybe it's not the case for me because I can't even make myself look skinny in this. So send help.
You know what? I love the mirrors at the salon. Our stations are these awesome things. They're like, it's a whole thing on wheels and it's got this long mirror and you stand in front of it and it just, just makes you look so thin.
Right. Alchemy has these like wide, they're like funhouse mirrors. And every time you look in there, you're like, it's just not flattering at all. Just like this screen that we're using is extremely unflattering, but
you always look beautiful.
Whatever.
Just like Karin takes like a tennis racket and just whacks the compliments away.
Yeah.
Just ka-choon.
Absolutely. But I love complimenting people.
Right.
But let's be real here. I know what I look like. I can see. You're wrong.
We can see. It's super fun.
If anybody thinks I'm super gorgeous, go ahead and comment. Mm-hmm. I'll take it.
She won't take it in person, but she'll
take it.
It
on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's where it really counts.
It's the only place it matters. Honestly.
Excellent.
Yeah.
What'd we do last weekend?
We went to DMG and we did nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
I mean, we went to the work weekend and did nothing.
Yeah.
And we laid on the stage in the sun. We did a little, we walked around the whole place.
Which we did a walkabout.
Really nice. It was really nice to be out there. There's something about there. Mm-hmm. And if you've been there, you know this. Like, it just is. It just feels good to just be there. Yeah. Maybe because I've spent so much time there, and it's one of my happy places. So I just go there and I'm like, I can just like really take a deep breath and it just feels really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Especially when the sun is shining and we get to see some friends and all that kind of stuff is really fun. We got to see People Brothers play. It's always fun to get a private show.
Right.
Yeah. A little VIP treatment. Yes. We love that.
We got some sweet videos recorded.
Yeah, I'm excited to see those once they're done.
Mm-hmm.
It looked really good.
Yeah.
Instrumental Motion was out there and used, I think they have a new light setup, I think is what I saw. And they used it and it was really, really cool. So if anybody's looking for lighting for events, Instrumental Motion's really awesome.
Shout out.
Yeah.
For sure.
It was great.
It was funny when we got out there, it's like a switch flips.
Mm-hmm.
And even when we were casually walking about, I was like, I have something I need to do. It's like I go into work DMG mode, and all day it was like, okay, Karin and Alex and Devere want to hang out. And I'm like, I feel like I have to be doing something.
But we don't.
I need to run and go do a thing.
We didn't have to. It was really, really nice.
Didn't do a thing. I did open the merch trailer.
Yeah, I did.
To examine it.
Right.
And I now have a plan on how to tackle it when I go
back
out there.
That's helpful stuff. Because then it's like
less
of a trip you have to take out there.
But I like taking more trips out there.
Right.
Because that mileage helps with my taxes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's also just really nice to be there.
Yeah.
Like every time I'm there, there's a cabin up on the top of the hill.
It's the best view.
It is just magical. And just like going up there, every time I look at it, I'm like, can you just imagine? Even being on the front porch there of the farm, there's just like a point in the day where it's like you hear these birds and there's like across there's a stream and then there's like a field in between and mm-hmm. you just get all of the nature sounds. And it's my favorite time out there is when nobody else is out there.
Yeah.
And you can just like hear nothing. And
except the beagle barking incessantly in the woods.
The dog. I hope they found the dog.
She came home. Limp Talker, because we're not talking about him anymore, said...
Limp Talker, I thought, is what we decided. Limp Talker.
He said she came home and slept for a whole day.
I bet.
The dog.
She was being an absolute menace up in the trees.
Mm-hmm. As she does so well.
Man, I can't imagine. I don't understand the farm dog life.
Oh.
Because my dog is a pillow princess and she will not leave my side or my vision. So I can't imagine having dogs free range.
Manny loves it out there. Our dog,
yeah.
he's a neighborhood dog. He loves barking at the Amazon truck.
Mm-hmm.
But as soon as we get there, if we bring him with us, like we pull into the driveway and just let him out.
You do?
Yeah.
I couldn't trust him.
Oh, yeah.
You never know what's going to happen to him.
He always comes back. Yeah. He doesn't go across the road. We'd go up into the venue and he just follows around.
That's good.
Yeah. He loves it. He's actually better behaved off leash.
Wow.
Than he is when he's on one.
Less possessive.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of how it goes.
Tell us about your dogs.
Yeah. Or don't. Whatever.
We love dogs.
You guys never tell us anything.
Sure they do.
We ask every time and nobody ever does that. So whatever. Do it or do not.
We don't care.
We don't care. You're not doing it anyway.
But we care. We care a lot. Please tell us.
We kind of don't. Kind of don't care at all.
Oh man. So yesterday we had Devere's baseball game and it was like 25 mile an hour winds.
Yeah.
It was hilarious.
What are these kids supposed to do?
It was so funny. We got an email and it was like, just a warning, parents, it's really windy out. And they worded it like, in the event of an evacuation, we need parents to stay at the park so that we can make sure all of the kids have a safe ride home. And I was like, wait, are you implying that if sirens were to go off, that people would just scatter and leave their kids there?
Right.
It's like, did I read that correctly?
Excuse me.
I don't know.
Maybe, I don't know, if it's that big of a threat of weather, cancel the event.
Maybe cancel the game.
The whole thing. Yeah. It's
but
like,
it's okay.
It's little baby t-ball anyway. It's not like they're like playing, you know,
it's
like
a participation
or anything. Yeah.
League.
Like the kids are probably like, I don't want to be in the wind.
Right. It was equal parts hilarious and sad to watch the kids try, because it's the machine.
I wish I would have been there. And
I got some video. I'll show you later.
Good.
The machine like shoots the ball at them and they have to try to hit it. But at first it was going too high and then the wind was kind of getting it. And it was just,
Sounds like a hot mess of misses.
Yeah. And then you'd see like all the dust blow up at everybody sitting on the bleachers and everything was all dusty afterwards. It was like an exfoliating.
So who won?
I don't know. I don't keep score. I'm sure somebody keeps score. I do not. Probably not our team. He's getting better. He hates it less.
We did go to the first game, or was that soccer?
That was soccer.
We went to soccer.
Last year.
It was like chaos.
Yeah.
Same thing. The kids are just like running around, crying for snacks, like hitting each other, throwing each other down out on the field.
Just pretty much.
Absolute debauchery.
He played soccer on Sunday and the other team probably scored 25 points. I was like, they just couldn't get it onto the other side. One of his teammates ended up scoring 3 goals, though. So they got some.
Are there any like overzealous parents that are like, "You guys suck"?
No.
Oh
no, we're all like very encouraging. Yeah. Also,
you guys did a thing almost.
Almost did it. I want to add in normalize healthy snacks for kids' sporting events
that aren't just like sugar pop.
Yes,
and like sugar. Cake.
Because think about it. If you're in the middle of playing an active game, whatever game it is, and you take a break, you don't want to eat a bunch of sugar.
I mean,
some salt, maybe. Yeah. But like, you don't want to eat a bunch of sugar and then go back out and run again. You need to drink water and you need to have healthy fuel.
This sounds exactly like a conversation we had this summer about what to put in the green rooms.
Yes, exactly.
But the musicians' healthy snacks.
Chips is okay because of the salt.
Right.
But they have to be like a good kind of chip.
Right.
And then we do like peanut butter sandwiches and veggies and fruit and kombucha.
So if you are on tour and you have not eaten a nutritious thing, guaranteed you'll have a little bit of nutrition out at DMG.
Yes, you will.
Nuts.
Every time.
And things that are healthy and delicious. Not
feel
just
good going
candy.
Down. Yeah. Yeah, no candy. Well, the occasional candy, because a little sweet is nice. Just like a little something.
Yeah.
A little treat. I'm really excited to do hospitality stuff this year. I'm like, I'm getting into the zone. I'm starting to imagine my days, how they would go, mostly because I need to like make sure I sleep.
No kidding. Yeah, you got to figure in naps.
Yeah.
Because you're really bad at that.
I'm terrible at it.
You can't just like lay in the middle of a field for 20 minutes.
Oh, God, it feels so good, though.
As much as you want to.
I know. I'm going to do better this year.
You got to.
Mm-hmm.
You need to delegate better. I mean, just like have somebody else that can like pick up your slack while you're taking your nap. So that you're, you know, I think that comes down to not wearing every single hat. When you're there.
But they all fit me so well.
They do, but.
It's hard to take them off.
Yeah.
It's going to be great. It's going to be a fun and exhausting summer, and I'm super excited. We have, just to throw them out there, we've got Railroad Earth.
Look on the internet. WeMG.com.
Traveling McCurry's. We have Mo. We have Umphrey's McGee coming. It's going to be a great year.
It's going to be great.
Dusters, Leftover Salmon. All right, enough with the DMG plugs.
Gin Mill Hollow. Actually, I don't even know. Is it that?
Yeah, Boogie Down.
Is it Jin Mill? I couldn't even remember which band it was that he was playing.
Yeah, it is Jin Mill.
And it's not DMG.com, so don't listen to me.
No, it's like DriftlessMusicArtist.com.
I've typed it enough, I should know.
Right? Man, it's a tough one to type, though. I always mess it up. I have to go back because it'll say
Driftless. No, same. So many letters. So hard.
Oh man.
Also,
life is hard.
If you want to be part of the amazing goings on at Driftless,
you know you do.
It's really fun. I think that they're still looking for more volunteers.
Of course,
as I know.
Always
come and help.
Come help. It's a lot of fun. We have people that do parking, people that do the front gate, bartenders. We've got the general store, which you'll be under me. not literally under me. Calm down. Stage.
That might be a reason why I got something up. You don't know.
You don't want to be under these pity pits. It's not great in the summertime. Yeah. So just don't do that. But yeah, we have an amazing team of people. All the people that were out there last weekend doing the garden. Wait until you see the gardens out there. It's beautiful. They did a great job.
Greatest place ever.
We're so lucky to have all these people that help us out. So join the team and get praise from us. Because we appreciate
it. That's about it. It's like exposure.
Right?
Some praise.
Yeah.
It makes you feel good, though.
It does.
It feels good to be part of something.
That's why I started.
Especially if you're a lost soul. That's kind of how I found it.
Yeah.
Just being a lost little soul floating around in the air. And then I was...
like a dandelion fuzz.
Then...
this is what are you doing?
Making a wing. I was going to say that. And then I couldn't remember what we were supposed to call him. So I was just flapping. Just aimlessly flapping.
Who shall not be named anymore?
Is not being named. Took me under his wing. That's he what sure I was did. Getting at. That's yeah. why I was. So I sent
Chicken Wingy
a video last night. And I cannot get it out of my head. I just want it so bad. It's a woman.
Oh, God.
It's a woman that has the most perfect crow costume.
It's pretty nice.
And she's like perched up on the dresser and just scares the living shit out of her husband. And man, I've never wanted anything more in my life than I want this crow costume and just to sneak into people's houses and just scare the shit out of them. Like, I sent it to Deb today, too, and I was just like, I know where you live. This video is so funny. I died. I don't know if I've laughed so hard in my life as I did last night watching that video.
And then she told me that she would give me $5 if I did it to Alex. And I was like, well, I would be getting like $165,000 because I would be collecting life insurance after that killing him due to an actual heart attack. And then I told him that and he goes, actually, I think I would be the one collecting the life insurance policy if you did that.
Be the funniest, like just seeing the guy woke up and he's like, it's the most dramatic thing I've ever seen.
And it takes amazing. A couple of times where he looks and then she goes,
I might have to find it and put a link if I can find it or if I can somehow find
like
a
little
snippet in there. I don't know. We'll see. It's so good. But I really, really, really want it. So I think that one of the theme days should be birds.
Ooh, that's actually a great idea.
Yeah, Jessica Bird.
We'll do that at
Bird
Boogie Down.
Bird.
Boogie Down,
bird
they do their own theme nights. Mm-hmm. But maybe we could suggest that.
Bird would be fun.
Birds.
So and I can get that crow costume and have a reason. And don't think I won't record a whole episode in it either. Don't think I won't. It'll be a joy. Oh, I'll fully commit to it.
You would.
Yeah.
For like 5 minutes, and then you would get over it and be done.
I'd be done.
Be like, I'm never wearing this costume.
Ever. Again. Why am I so predictable?
Throw it on the bus.
Why am I the way I am?
We love it.
Man, that was exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else we got going on?
Let's see. We have a birthday party at Sky Zone today.
What is Sky Zone?
It's like one of those jumping parks, those indoor
germs.
Yes. Okay. I am one of those people before the pandemic, like sandboxes, ew.
Yeah, gross.
Litter ball boxes pits. For kids, ball pits.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bounce houses, all of those things just scream. That's never been disinfected before.
Ever. That place has never been cleaned.
No.
Ever.
So I'm going to have to just go and let him.
Just bring baby wipes or something.
He's going to take a bath when we get home.
Good.
We'll do that sanitize immediately. Them. Yeah.
Those things give me a headache, trampolines. I used to have one of those giant ones in my yard when I was a kid. And I now, whenever I jump on one, I just get raging headaches. It hurts my back. It's because I'm old.
I used to be so like flexible as a child. My childhood best friend, Kayla, shout out to Kayla. I don't know if she'll ever listen to this, but just in case you do, hi. We've been friends since second grade. She had a full-size trampoline in her front yard next to a set of uneven bars. Mm-hmm. We would get it wet, And then we would spin on the uneven bars and jump onto the trampoline and bounce.
How did we survive?
I don't know. I used to be able to do backflips on the trampoline. I could do all kinds of stuff. It was so much fun. And then, yeah, Christina, I'm totally telling this story. So Kayla's cousin, Ashley, also had a trampoline. And I think it was my birthday party that year. Christina will correct us in the comments. So we put water and shampoo on the trampoline to make bubbles because that was fun.
How old were you?
12. 11, 12, 13, okay. Somewhere in that area. Mm-hmm. So we did that for a whole day, and Christina got like such bad sunburn on her thighs that she had to go to the hospital.
Oh my Lord.
And she had to be on crutches for a while because she couldn't walk.
It's like
her
the legs worst of so having you guys could badly have killed yourselves.
We were complete idiots.
What kids weren't? I remember at old Lake Delton Elementary School, we had these like bars. They were like the silver bars, and there was like a low one and a high one and like a medium.
Oh, yeah.
And we used to like spin around on them. Like we had this where we'd put the bar like here between our legs, and we'd put our hands around, and we'd just like do somersaults and over and over again. Oh, and then we'd do one where we put one leg through, and we just like flip and flip and flip. I don't know how we all didn't like completely die, and we'd hang upside down on the monkey bars and like hold each other and do like circus tricks and stuff.
Right? Trapeze.
Wild to even think about now, because I see kids now these days that are afraid to do everything.
Right.
They're so afraid of everything. They do not take risks. I don't know what changed there, because we were feral outdoor kids building forts and being outside and climbing trees.
Climbing all the trees.
I going in the woods by myself. And I just like, now kids won't even, they won't do anything.
Montessori kids do.
They're scared, except to get on their dad's shoulders.
Guys. Right. That was really sad. Javier loves climbing trees, but that was not,
he was not
comfortable.
He's not having
he
it.
Would not go on Alex's shoulders.
Yeah.
He has before when he was younger. I have actually a really cute picture of us
maybe
at the
just
zoo.
Terrified of heights now.
Maybe. I mean, he kind of is. Both of them are. They don't like being up high. They don't like being unstable.
Yeah, that's probably
like I get it. When he's up in a tree, he's got all these branches to like hold him in.
Right.
But
yeah, it's scary.
Yep.
I don't think I remember being a kid and not ever wanting to go on people's shoulders either.
I don't think I ever
there was
did.
Just something about it where I was like, no, I don't know about that. That seems not great for me. I don't think I'd do it. I don't think I'd do it now either.
No.
Yeah, probably, absolutely not.
I probably would. Actually, I just had a flashback, you know, when memories just appear. At what was that outdoor rock concert at Willow Island? That would happen a lot.
Rockfest?
Band camp? Not
broadcast. I don't know. I have
band
no
camp.
Idea.
I did go on my boyfriend at the time on his shoulders and flashed guts. I was one of those girls. It was fun.
How are we friends?
I don't know. We weren't friends then.
We wouldn't have been.
No way.
Actually, that's not true, because I was a little wild too when I was younger. But now, like the me now, like I hate myself so much back then, like everything about it and all of the things I did, I hated it. So now I just naturally hate everyone that does that stuff.
Yeah, sure.
Because I'm just projecting how much I hate myself, my old self, onto that situation.
Look at you being so self-aware.
I'm aware of it. And I just hate it. I hear stuff like that and it makes me just so mad, because I'm like, then I remember things that I did that were really stupid like that. And I'm like, ugh, it's just disgusting to me.
That's fair. I look back and I laugh because I'm like, I was such an idiot.
I wish I could laugh at that
trashy
stuff.
Idiot.
I just feel just like absolutely disgusting. Like how, I don't know.
I'm over here like, wee! Wow, look how sweaty I am.
And that.
Yeah.
See, I couldn't do that.
I'm a pity bitch, man.
I'm going to cover that up with a sticker.
Good.
The whole time.
Do it.
Like a cow sticker cartoon is going to be covering that. Whole time.
See if you can edit in a little moo when I lift up my arm. No.
Maybe. I can't do sounds.
Oh, fair.
So far.
We are the sounds.
If I do the sound, because the video or the picture I put in is the chicken, I had sound to it, but then it just drowns out everything we're saying.
Oh, bummer.
So maybe that's a good thing.
Fair. Super fair.
Yeah, I don't know. Anybody else a judgmental twat? Like me? Not that I care if you do, but
let us know in the comments.
You won't.
And she'll judge you for not.
Yeah, that's
so there we are.
A fair assumption. They probably will.
You know, when we were down in Texas back in October, we went to a park and they had those uneven bars. Yeah. And I was like, I wonder if my body can still do it. And it could.
Well, that's good because mine certainly cannot.
Went back and I was able to come back up. JoJo and I both did it. And it was super fun.
You'd think with doing Pilates, I'd be able to like do that stuff. I can't. I mean, I don't know what it is. I'm just so afraid of hurting my back about everything I do.
That's fair.
So I'm like, I have no risk factor left in me. Like, I'm not taking risks anymore.
That's boring.
Like, I've survived. Not like big risks, like where I could really easily hurt myself. I'm not doing that. Like, I'll go parasailing or something like that. Or like,
yeah, let's do that.
Where? When? You have to go on vacation for that.
2 years.
I don't believe you. I won't want to do it by then. We're in a window now. It's now or never.
No. Always. Do fun stuff always.
Fun stuff doesn't need to be risk-taking where you're going to hurt yourself, though. No. You can have fun without putting your life in danger.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
For some people, taking a big fun risk is like reading a different genre of a book.
Yeah.
You know? It's relative.
It's like grandma core. Like, I'm going to try a new stitch today. That's about as risky as I want to get.
My grandma reads those romance novels, and we've always called them grandma's dirty books.
I love that. That should be a bookstore. Grandma's dirty books. Grandma's
dirty books.
I love that, actually.
Bookstores. I went to Barnes & Noble today. And
is there a good company?
Yes.
Okay.
I looked it up. There, I have checked. And they've fully replace Target for me because so for this birthday party, I was like, Devere, what do you want to get Memphis for his birthday? He's like, how about one of those geode smashing kits? I was like, great. Where can I buy the National Geographic STEM toys? Not at Target.
Mm-hmm.
The internet didn't help me at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, well, I'll just go to Barnes and Noble and see what I can find. They had a whole freaking shelf
of the
STEM National Geographic toys for cheaper than what I've ever paid at Target.
That's awesome.
They have books, toys, games, puzzles, candy, gift cards.
They do have everything.
All birthday stuff, like fully replaced my Target shop. That's all I ever got there anyway, was stuff for other people and stupid shit that I never needed.
Have you ever been to A Room of One's Own?
I've never actually been there.
Really amazing.
Yeah, our local bookstores are phenomenal.
Your owned.
Yep.
Local. Definitely recommend that place. It's in my neighborhood, so I can walk there, which is nice for me because I don't have to get in a car and go anywhere. I can
just
walk down there. It's fantastic.
We also have the book deal, Lakeside Books.
Yeah.
Half Price Books is a great
place.
There's
so many. I mean, we're
super lucky.
We got to go to this adult book fair. I don't know if we had a podcast then, if we talked about it or not. I don't
know. No, we hadn't started recording yet.
So we went to this adult book fair at the Sylvie, and every local bookshop was represented there. And it was just like really, really cool to shop around and support them. And
they do a really fun like 90s theme where on the TV screens on either side of the stage, they have like on rolling the
like old commercials.
Yeah, with the foam stuff.
The crap.
Power Rangers, garbage
molds. Man, we watched it. We sat up because
we did.
We sat upstairs. We were so tired for being walking around for an hour. So we went and just sat upstairs and just watched these old commercials. And it was just like, God, I remember that. Like those weird sheep molds for like Easter. It was really fun. It really threw me back.
Yeah. That's a fun event. It happens in January at the Sylvie Grown Up Book Fair.
Yeah, it's fun.
Adults only.
There's some vintage clothes.
Somebody smuggled a kid in, though.
Yeah, there's not supposed to be children there.
Don't smuggle your kids.
An adult book fair.
Yeah.
The kids get their own book fairs.
Right, at school. It's called Scholastic. Right?
No, it's Scholastic, and that's Vlasic, the pickles. Who hired you?
I hired me.
Help wanted. Searching for new podcast co-host. Along with editor, content creator.
Still looking. Can't get rid of me.
Can't. Legally, I can't.
We signed a contract because we're professional.
We are more legally bound than I am with my own partner. Which is cute.
I'll take it
for now.
Sorry, not sorry, Dan.
I mean, that's just the way it's going to be anyway. You know, just how it is. Except I won't live in that same.
As she goes, like, so empty.
I am absolutely not hinting about that.
No, not that we talk about it.
Ever. We've never talked about it. We've never talked about it.
Every couple of weeks.
We've never talked about it.
We've never talked about it.
Ever. Ever. I will. So I will have a new podcast host because this one's going to disappear. Woman kills best friend wearing crow costume.
That'll be a great headline.
That'll be good.
I listened to other podcasts, Murder Mystery Makeup Monday. Hi, Bailey Sarian. I love her. She's amazing. She does like a get ready with me, but she's just putting her makeup on and she talks about a true crime story.
Cool.
And the one that she talked about in the episode that I watched today was from like during the pandemic. This was on the news. It was all over. This woman and her boyfriend were day drinking.
Ew.
Huge bottles of wine, and then decided to play hide and seek, and she zipped him up in a suitcase. They're both like,
okay, hold on, back up.
They're both like 100 pounds.
They're small playing people. Hide and seek right. from each other, but right. she's hiding him.
Yeah.
So how does she seek him? Because she knows where he is.
I don't know. They were drunk. So he gets in the suitcase and she zips him up and they're like, tee hee hee, hide and seek. But then she like, this is awful. She records a couple of videos of him being like,
do we need a trigger warning?
Little bit, maybe. I mean, it's okay. About murder.
Before we go any farther, trigger warning.
He died in the suitcase. She like left him in there overnight and went upstairs to bed and then came down in the morning and
she
suffocated. He totally did it on purpose because she recorded herself being like, that's what that feels when you cheat on me. That's what that feels like. Fuck you. It's awful.
That's a shitty way to go. I know. Death by suitcase asphyxiation.
Yeah. Yikes. In your own living room.
Yikes. People are crazy.
People are awful. But I love listening to those stories because it's just fascinating.
I do love true crime.
Yeah.
And I love, I mean, we already know, we talk about cult stuff all the time. I mm-hmm. really love watching any documentary about that. It's so fun.
Mm-hmm.
Just like those wild ones. I feel like whenever I have like nothing to watch, like Netflix always comes through with something really exciting.
Yeah.
I wonder if Alex is going to vacuum again today.
Well, it doesn't matter if he does because you can't hear it. We can hear it.
My brain can hear it.
But you can't hear it, listeners and watchers. So you're welcome for that hilarious bit last week.
It ended up really good. I mean, we were, I will not speak for her. I was like, the noise.
So distracting.
It's so hard.
Yeah.
So hopefully.
For the record, he did for a minute be like, oh, wait, I wonder if they're recording. He was somewhat aware. Can't say he felt bad, though.
It's made up.
Yeah.
I mean, why would he have to be, you know? He's coming home to his own home
right.
wanting to get a task done.
Mm-hmm.
What does he care if the annoying half-wife comes over? Let's see. We've decided. But it's okay because I have a boyfriend. So we've decided we're not.
Oh, yeah. We talked about it. Like, it'd be weird if you didn't.
If you didn't have a boyfriend, then people would really like, think that, you know.
It's like the third wheel that won't just fall off.
I won't. I'm never going anywhere.
She comes with us a lot.
I do. I'm with them a lot.
Co-mom, sister, aunt, half-wife.
I also wear a lot of hats. Just the annoying person sitting in the back seat next to their child half the time is really all it is.
Eating the snacks.
Yeah.
Also eating all the snacks.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Those sugar snap peas were.
They were really good.
Choice.
They were really good. I could have eaten that whole container.
Me too. I left that container out there.
Oh, dang it.
I'm okay with it.
Rest in peace. Oh, at the farm.
Yeah.
And I thought you meant in the car. I was like, no. Rest in peace, snap peas.
No, I brought them into the house because I didn't want them to get gross.
And yeah.
I figured, oh, everybody's eating. So if you're wondering where those sugar snap peas came from, that was me.
My favorite moment from out there was when we were all sitting around. I don't know where you were at this point. Maybe you were upstairs or in the bathroom or something. But
sure.
we're all sitting around eating potato chip or tortilla chips out of this like bucket
in the kitchen.
Polly comes in the kitchen and he's like, "Do you know what my favorite kind of chips are? Champion chips."
Such a Polly thing to say.
I know. It was so good. Favorite kind of chips are champion chips.
I love how he greets you every single time, no matter what day it is. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Sweetie. He's great.
He's one of the best.
Mm-hmm.
Best there is.
Yep. Agreed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a fun show. Oh, I asked Scotty, it's like, so what song did you play for us?
All of them, obviously.
he's like, he didn't have an answer.
He didn't. Do better.
But we won anyway because Fish
we got
was
to leave
streaming
early.
We left at like 8:30. And then Fish was playing on the West Coast and the radio, Fish Radio, was streaming it live. So we got to listen to that on the
I home. Zonked out.
You did.
If I am in a
I
car.
I almost took a picture of you and DeVere both like in the back seat. I should have.
There's something about like listening to Fish in a car that just zonks me out because sure. It's like the instruments, they just go and it all sounds kind of the same sometimes. It does sometimes. Sometimes, not all the time, but sometimes it all sounds exactly the same. When they go into a 45-minute jam, it all sounds the same. I don't care.
Take all your hats off right now and get out.
I'm allowed to say anything I want about Fish. I have been a dedicated listener of that band for 20-something years now.
Longer than me.
Very long time. They were born the same year I was. I've grown up with them.
That's true.
So, not fish free since 83.
Fish free.
I started listening to them when I was like 14, thanks to, only not like all the time and not on my own. It was because the skiers from the Bartlett Show were big Fish fans and they all went and wore the shirts and everything. And I would like see their shirts and be like, "Ooh, what is that?" And so I just started listening
what
to it to be cool.
Weird art on your t-shirt.
But I started listening to them like on purpose when I was like 17, 18, 19, where I just like really got into them on my own. But then I didn't get to go see them in concert for a while. I don't, because they were on hiatus.
Yep.
But also I was like so deep into Dave Matthews Band that I didn't like have the capacity for anything else.
Sure.
And then that is a regret.
Regrets.
It's a regret of mine.
That's an ope.
Not seeing Fish earlier.
Fish ope.
Ope. Should have gone in the 90s.
I'm a late bloomer. I'm a 4.0er. Pretty proud.
Four? Three.
Four.
When did you start? No. Because when was your first Fish show?
2019.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yikes. I thought it was before that.
No. I had always listened to them because house parties, A-bars, somebody always had it up on their laptop, some YouTube show. So I was very familiar and I called my ex-boyfriend my Fish almanac. He's the one that introduced me to them. I would like play a song and I would just play a second of it and he would tell me what song it was. Like the date, the location, he could just tell. It was wild. So he was my introduction to it. But yeah, I didn't get to go see them until Alpine 19.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was before that for some reason. That's okay.
Yeah. I'm okay with it.
Yeah, good. As long as you're okay with that, that's fine.
Yeah, because I know if I would have been going to Fish shows in my early 20s and late teens, I would have still been the shit show that I was. And I wouldn't have had the fun that I have now. I wouldn't have had the, like, the respect for the band and their journey. It probably would have faded away with the stupid shit that I did when I was drinking.
That's like the only thing that stayed for me.
That's interesting.
The only thing that stayed from who I was before when I was drinking to now is my love of Fish. Like even other bands, I'm just like, I don't like concerts in general. Sure. I don't really care about as much as I used to anymore. I used to be at like 5 shows a week. Like I couldn't miss a local show. Mm-hmm. I was at every single one of them. And it's like now, I mean, I can still go and just have just the same amount of fun as I can at Fish.
Yeah. We talked about this recently.
Have a good old Mountain Dew. It's my party drug.
No more FOMO. No more like, oh man, that band played at this venue in town. Now I'm like, oh cool, you did that thing. Good for you.
Right. I just can't imagine like committing so much of myself or time to like those shows anymore. To like, it just, I mean, it took a while to get there though.
Yeah.
I mean, because I remember still like having Well, and I think I've said it before, having quit during the pandemic or right before, having 3 months of everything being shut down, I didn't even have an opportunity to miss out on anything because there was nothing happening.
There's nothing to miss out on.
So that was like really helpful.
Yeah.
And then afterwards it was like, okay, I still tried to fit myself into that box and I struggled really hard. And I just actually had a friend of mine who just celebrated 6 months alcohol free.
Wahoo!
So excited for her. She came up to me and she said the same thing. Like, I'm so bored. And all of a sudden, like, I went through it and I realized the reason I was so bored all of the time and complaining about being bored and being miserable and being like, why did I quit drinking? What's the point? Mm-hmm. Was because I was still trying to fit myself into this box, still trying to be the same person I was before I quit drinking. And you can't do that.
Yeah.
Your life changes. No matter how hard you want to fight it, your life is different. You're not that same person.
The vibe you bring into the room is different too. And you have to be aware of that. Yeah. Like, what are you projecting now as this sober person?
You're not
totally
this,
different.
You're not the same person. Mm-hmm. And you can't continue to do the same things and go the same places and expect yourself to be the same person or be fulfilled the same way, because you're not.
Right.
It's different. And that shouldn't scare you off. That should be exciting.
But then that's surprising how you were able to carry on the love of fish and going to the shows. Like, that's the one piece of that stuck. I don't know what stuck with me.
Yeah.
Smoking pot's probably the only thing.
Yeah, I know.
But I still, like, I feel like I present myself in a similar way, but it's different.
You're like way more outgoing. Than I am.
I always have been, though.
Yeah, that's just who you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, and I lost all of that completely. Mm. Like, I was social butterfly, but I am not anymore.
That's what my business cards say.
I'm like, please just don't, because I'm so uncomfortable. Right. And it's not the other people. I mean, as much as I like to joke around about people and, you know, how much I don't like them around me, it's me.
Yeah.
I like, cannot function on small talk. I have no interest in it. I don't like the loose acquaintances at the bars and the, oh, how are you? It's like, you know, I'm on the internet. I post everything I do. It's a lot easier for me to stand behind the internet and the screen and like post about my life than have to sit in person and talk about it.
Sure.
The minute a stranger or a loose acquaintance or even somebody I used to know really well that I only saw in that setting comes up, like, I cannot sit and talk about like what I have going on. You want to know? Listen to my podcast.
Sure. And I'm like, I'm the opposite, obviously, as always, because I'll have that moment where I'll be like, I don't want to do the small talk. I don't know what to talk about with this person that came over to say hi. But then sort of recently, I was like, oh, I just need to go into hairstylist mode. Hey, what's new? What's happening? How's your life? What's going on?
Right.
Let's talk about whatever. And it's easy.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
Yeah, I can't do that.
I enjoy making people feel like I care and that I'm interested, because I want that also. I want people to care and be interested in what I have to say. And I feel like it's only fair to allow that space for them as well. And it's just like, it's interesting what people do. I remember just sitting, watching people, even when I was drinking, just watching people, like, what do they have to talk about all the time?
They're not talking. They're just... they're blubbering drunk at each other because
saying the same story the over, same and over, again.
Over and over and over again, and they forget that they told you this, and then they tell you again an hour later.
Oh man,
it's just, there's only so much.
Well, that's why we leave a venue before the repetition starts, but like that initial hi hugs, oh my god, I love it.
There are
always come up and give me a hug and say hi.
There are other other environments where I really enjoy socializing. And it's when the majority of the people are not imbibing, because it makes me uncomfortable now.
Yep.
I've gone from a place where like that used to be my life. And now like being around drunk people makes me like extremely uncomfortable. I don't feel safe all the time.
That's fair.
I feel like people that are drinking all the time are extremely erratic.
Well, yeah, they're zipping up people into suitcases.
Yeah. You just never know what's going to happen. And like, you know, thankfully we have such a large group of people that don't drink. And I know everybody's
and ever growing. It's like every few months, there's another person that I see on the socials that's like, I'm quitting.
I love it so much. Yeah. It's like, it's just more people to be able to like genuinely connect with.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, at the same time, we've been in this scene for so long that when we do go out, it's like, I know who's all going to be there for the most part. It's like not, you know, crazy.
Mm-hmm.
I can predict who's going to be where, what they're going to be doing, who they're going to be hanging out with.
Yeah.
It's going to be just like the same.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of comforting because
I like it.
It's not as scary, but
yeah,
you know, I told Dan the other day that I think I'm going to end up being one of those people that can't leave my house when I'm 50.
Oh,
I'm
no.
be too afraid to leave the house.
Agoraphobic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm like on the way there. Anytime I like get in the car with him, I'm like freaking out. If the littlest thing happens, like he hits the brakes too quick or like backs up and his van does this weird thing where it like, I don't know if it's him or the van or what, but my heart comes up into my throat and I can't handle it. And I'm like, I'm going to be one of those people that can't leave my house by 50.
Okay. Well, you need to just keep leaving your house then.
Yeah. I don't know.
Get on that e-bike. Meep, meep.
Well, yeah. I mean, I leave, I go and walk and stuff, but like, I don't know.
Socializing may be out soon.
Yeah, that's okay.
That is okay.
I'm all right with it. I
live your best life.
I already don't socialize. I might be places where people are, but I am certainly not socializing.
You do a little bit. You chat a bunch.
Only with people that I'm very comfortable with. Sure. Not with new people.
No.
New people get the look from me that are like, don't.
Like when we ran into my friend at Menards.
That's like the worst case scenario for me too. I'm just like, why? Why are we doing this?
Oh man.
I don't know you.
She'd gone off to the garden center and I was looking down an aisle and saw my friend.
I hear her squealing.
Driving a forklift. I'm like, oh my
squealing.
God,
I'm already outside. It is aisles away.
Yeah.
And I just hear her. I was like, who is here? God damn it.
Oh.
And I was almost not even gonna come because I didn't want it to be somebody that we like knew or something.
Oh, sure. And I didn't know that you didn't know him.
Yeah.
But that all makes sense.
Never heard of him. I was just like staring, like, cause she's like talking, like we assuming we know each other. And I'm just like, he like mentioned something about like his lifestyle currently. And I'm just like, you know,
yeah,
nothing.
That's okay. He was on the kickball team with us, Schlitz and Giggles. When we did kickball, when the bus used to actually drive.
I was in the bus when it drove. Man, I got to go on tour with it.
That's right. You went on tour.
Whole tour in that bus. We went to Cedarburg in Stevens Point, Wisconsin.
Woo!
The other day at the farm, there was a new person who isn't really new. I see him at shows and he is now a volunteer at Driftless and has been out there, but I don't know him personally. I just see him from a distance and don't know anything about him. And it was funny that Alex kind of vetted him. Like I came back because like I had gotten up and gone away and then I came back and Alex was like, really nice guy. Like giving me the lowdown. Just like really nice guy.
It's good for that.
Just like really chill. This is why he's here. Just like really like got down to the bottom of it. Just because Alex is just like I am. We have to find our back corner.
Yep.
It's our antisocial social club that we have. And it works out great because I can sit and talk to Alex just as much as I can sit and talk to Kylie. They're both like good friends. So, but he's just as antisocial as I am. But he actually is more social
he's,
than I am.
Well, he claims he's antisocial, but he's really social. I mean, without the whiskey, he can still turn a stranger into a best friend inside an hour. He's just that guy.
Yeah. He's good at chatting with people, but it was just funny the way he just
the like, salesman.
Reassured me by like, I sit back down and I kind of look at the guy and Alex is like, really nice guy. Just giving me the lowdown so I don't give him my look, which I don't mean. I can't help it. It's just my face.
Right.
And I'm just what it is. It's my subtitles just right on my face.
Mm-hmm.
I think that about it. It's more like.
Yeah, the curled lip.
It just happens. When it gets really bad, I'm like.
I love that video where it looks like they're swimming or something. She's got a life jacket on and the caption is my best friend when she's looking at other people and then my best friend when she notices I'm recording, and the best friend is like just watching people from a distance with this horrified look on her face and then looks over and notices that her best friend is recording and goes hi.
Yeah, that's me. I wouldn't hide it though. I'd still keep giving that look. I'd be like, why are you taping me?
Yeah.
Shut it off. That's more what I would do.
Oh boy. Fun.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I'm excited. In a couple weeks here, we're going to have another guest.
Yes.
So it won't be just us. So you guys will have something to look forward to. It won't be just us. I'm really excited about that.
Me too.
I'm just nice. I got nothing.
Cool.
I'm out of things.
All right.
Completely.
What do we have coming up? More baseball tomorrow. What's happening in May? Yeah, we've got the guest.
Sierra Farrell concert. Sierra.
She's on the wall right there.
That's all I can think of.
I'm happy we have a concert to look forward to as we talk about how much we don't love socializing and being out. It's, you know.
We're going together, though, so yeah. It's different. It's good true. Because you will talk to the people and I'll just stand there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's great.
It's great.
Sometimes I talk. It just depends on the mood. I mean, truthfully, my mood changes every couple hours. So it really just depends on where I'm at. Sometimes I'm like more into like maybe chatting and stuff. But most of the time I just like to be left alone.
And it's great when the two of us go out, no matter where we're going. We always find a corner and giggle with each other about other people usually.
Yeah.
We are watchers next to the wall.
We are.
But it's always fun. I love hanging out with you.
I really think we should get costumes. Crow costumes. No. And that we just both wear them.
No. I don't want to do that.
Okay.
I would be really good at it. Don't get me wrong. I'd be so good at it.
If there was like a career of somebody being really good at wearing a crow costume, it would be Kylie.
Yeah.
And like she said earlier, I'd only do it for 5 minutes and I'd be real hard over it.
And I would want to like do it the whole time.
Yeah.
Stay in character. Run away, giggle. Makes
theme days. At yes. And I'm always like, sure, yeah, I'll do that. And then I don't.
Oh my God. So we'll have a theme day,
only
right?
A couple
and it's going to be brilliant because my theme days are always so much fun. She'll do it for the picture and then she'll take it off.
Yeah.
And put back on
just
whatever.
Just say I did it wearing. And then I'm done. Mm-hmm. With it. I change like seven times a day at a festival because it's anxiety. I get so self-conscious about like what I look like, what I'm wearing, if it is going, especially when I'm at a festival.
Yeah. It's hot.
There's
it's
just
sticky.
So much. And the weather changes so often out there.
Yep.
Like during the daytime and like the layering is really hard.
It requires multiple wardrobe changes.
It's a lot of work.
But most of the time, there was a year where we both would go to do a wardrobe change and then we would come out with the same outfit on.
Every single like, time.
Completely like unplanned.
The same thing.
We're like, why do we have the same wardrobe?
Like, why are we dressed? And then people are going to run around and think that we're doing it on purpose. And
sometimes we do.
Sometimes. But that particular time, it was just like, come on already. Like,
really?
Jesus.
Oh man,
we are our own people
most days. Yeah, theme nights I'm excited about. I gotta get on those.
Yeah,
for bonfire. Yeah. Getting there.
Yeah.
Woo!
Anyway, okay, that's it. That's all I got.
Are we done?
So we are done.
We're done.
We will be back next week, same time, same place, for episode 13, where hopefully we start getting entertaining.
Lucky number 13 or unlucky number 13?
I'm a lucky number 13 person.
Great.
I'm a big believer in numbers and angel numbers. So, Speaking of, quickly before we go.
What's up?
I've had this feeling all day that something like really good was going to happen today.
Mm-hmm.
But, like nothing extraordinary has happened today yet.
This isn't it?
No.
Oh.
No, this isn't the extraordinary thing. This is something that I do every week.
Okay, well, it's still early.
It is still early, so I'm still waiting.
Do you want to come with us to Sky Zone?
Absolutely not.
I know what it'll be.
I don't want to get
germs. It'll be a feeling or like a...
Maybe I'll feel joy today.
No, like a level of accomplishment you haven't felt in a while after you do the Pilates class.
Yeah, we'll see. I hope.
I'm going to manifest that.
Maybe it'll be a level of accomplishment after I eat a large french fry from Culver's. Yeah. But that's a feeling I feel on a regular basis.
The french fry.
I don't know. I just felt like it was money related. something big was going to happen today.
Ooh.
Maybe we get a big donation on buymeacoffee.com.
Buymeacoffee.com. That'd be great.
Bye.
Thank you. Love you. Bye.